So we go now to Molly Catchpole, who started an online petition at change.org. Molly, good morning.
Hi, good morning, John.
So is this a celebration morning when you discovered yesterday that Bank of America decided to cancel their $5 monthly fee for debit card purchasers, the fee that you decided to take on directly with your petition?
Yeah, I mean, it was really exciting. It was a huge victory. I mean, we weren't expecting it. You know, they announced last week that they were going to be backing down slightly, and, you know, we were all really excited about that. But this is huge. You know, this is really exciting that finally, you know, banks are listening to their customers, you know, which they should be doing, you know, the entire time.
Well, let's talk about, is this huge? I mean, it is a $5 fee. There are other fees that won't change as a result of this. It's just one bank. It's not all of the banks. Have you changed the sense of banking accountability, or have you just increased the potential of Molly Catchpole getting her own TV show?
I mean, I just want to add that the other banks have backed down as well. I mean, many of the other major banks were planning on implementing this kind of fee, and they all backed down last week. That was major. It's just really exciting because I think it hopefully inspires people to try to, you know, start petitions, to, you know, make phone calls. You know, when people are unhappy about something like this, they have a right to protest.
And you can take action is sort of the message here from change.org and your petition. But what about the idea that actually was talked about on this program when we last spoke to you, and that is that the fee now migrates back into the fine print and people just won't see it anymore?
You know, I'm not quite sure because, I mean, they said that they weren't going to be charging this fee, so it would go back exactly how it was before, you know, and maybe it'll even inspire people in a couple of months if they think that they're, you know, still, I guess getting screwed by the bank, you know, they can see that they can try to make change happen. So I think that people kind of will have like a whole new outlook on their bank relations right now.
Well, congratulations. And I do love the idea that, you know, you can not only fight City Hall, but fight a big bank like Bank of America. What's next for you?
I'm looking for a full-time job. And also, you know, I'm really excited about all the other change.org campaigns that I'm definitely with them on other banking petitions. So I'm pretty excited to kind of step back and join the people.
Molly Catchpole, congratulations to her. 200,000 signatures on that online petition at change.org protesting Bank of America's $5 monthly charge for debit card users, resulting at least in part in a decision by Bank of America to back away from the charge. Molly, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
So are Bank of America getting a bit of a bad rap here?
My name is Renee, and I live in South Florida. I've had a Bank of America credit card since 2000 and have never had a problem, never gotten charged anything inappropriate, and have been late before and had them take off the late fee for me. But I have no problem with them. 11 years.
Sarah in Staten Island added this. I don't have a bank account, but they, Bank of America, were the only creditor to work with me when I couldn't pay my credit card bill. I like them for that. When no company helped me, they reduced my APR to 1.75% in 2008. Accountability. When consumers speak, banks listen. Bank of America did.